JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Pink Lady match is tonight at the MCG, Melbourne versus the Brisbane Lions, and this man will be front and centre.
Tonight, the Lions have a massive top-of-the-table clash with Melbourne.
And make no mistake, this is huge.
So we speak to a young Brisbane star.
It's about a one-on-three. Oh. Barry won the footy, straightens up, walks in, gets a goal.
Great goal.
Please welcome Jared Berry.
She's 1v2, Bill.
I know, Jim.
And the number one,
yeah,
Brisbane Lions.
Exactly right. Take on the two, Melbourne. Big, big game, MCG. Looking forward to it. And the man out there, well, he's been in pretty good form
very
too.
Good.
And a good-looking man. I'm just having a look at him here. A country boy from Horsham, Jared Berry. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
So it's about 5:30, mate, and you're playing shortly. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Just they're long days when they're night games, but I guess that's all part of playing in the big games, and yeah, he sort of embraces it comes. We've played a lot more than we have when I was first in the system, when we used to play on Sunday arvo. So
yeah,
yeah, it's a nice little change.
Well, that's because you're bringing the big show, the best team in the comp, and the MCG, the cauldron. You'd love running out there.
Oh,
yeah, I reckon I've only done it a handful of times in my career, but yeah, it's one of those things. It's the home of footy, and yeah, it's a little bit different to every other stadium. It's got that aura about it.
I've just had a look at the form of the Brisbane Lions at the MCG, Jimmy.
Bill.
Ooh. No, it's not great.
I know, with Jazza.
I know, they'll turn it around tonight, but the form hasn't been great. Do we talk about that or don't mention it, Jazza?
I thought this might have come up, but no, we can talk about it. It's one of those things that we put in front of us, a little hurdle for us to climb over, and yeah, we're looking forward to rectifying those that win-loss, certainly.
And some very important outs.
Ooh,
Zach Bailey,
yes,
with the health and safety protocols, of course. Darcy Ford, who's been good for you. Darcy Gardner, very important. And Dane Zorko. So you've got some holes to fill.
What a Darcy.
Yeah, we certainly do. Yeah, they're important players to us. And especially the skipper going out, that's a big loss for us. But we also have a very good system and very good BFL team, and there's a lot of guys ready to come in and play AFL football. So we're going to back those guys in, and lucky enough that one of them's my younger brother. So that's
Tommy.
Even
yeah, better. Saw that.
What have you got nicknames, Jared and Tom Berry?
Oh, we both get Bezza. So if you call Bezza, two of us will look. And if you're at our family home, if you call Bezza, four of us will look. So.
And who else comes in? Payne, Big Payne, and Tunstall. Arthur Tunstall.
Arthur Tunstall, yeah. Jimmy.
You wouldn't know who he is, but he's an older bloke that used to be around.
No, I don't actually know who.
No, and it's a good thing too.
Yeah. When you're in Horsham, growing up there, as you said, the boys and all that, fantastic times there. And then went to Ballarat. Did you have the big trip to the MCG to watch footy?
Yeah, we used to actually spend a bit of time in Melbourne with my uncle and auntie, Tam and Todd Menegola. Toddy played for Richmond, actually, so if he's just
that's right.
Yeah. Give me a little pump up. He's a great man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we used to do little acts down here quite a bit at Olympic Park, and every time that we were up here for that, Toddy used to take us to the G and watch beloved Tigers.
Oh, how good.
Yeah, exactly.
Big Oscar McInerney would have had a nice night's sleep, not having to come up against Maxie Gawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's a big out for Melbourne for sure. But, yeah, Big O doesn't take any other opponent lightly. And yeah, he'll be raring to go this week.
A different cat, I'd assume, with a Big O.
Big O, yeah, he's a, I don't know if it explains much, but he's an accountant. So
yeah, he looks like an accountant.
He's very good with numbers, but yeah, he's a good man, Big O. Very good man.
How many games?
Loves a beer, Bill.
Oh, we like that. A Big Oscar. Good on him. Yeah. Loves a frothy. Yeah. How many games do you two played together, Jared and Tom?
Oh, I reckon it'd be probably around 10.
Oh, that's good. Do you look for him? Will you give him one tonight? Just give him an early one to get him going?
I certainly will be if I can get my hands on the ball myself. But he's normally the one in and under dishing it out to me. So,
what about the abuse? Like, I didn't play footy much with my older brother, but at school footy we did a couple of times, and I used to cop on field pastings from him regularly.
From him,
there wasn't a lot of respect. So you're the older brother, Jazza. Do you give Tommy a bit of a clip if he does the wrong thing?
Nah. I'm always encouraging him.
Oh,
we're a pretty good relationship, me and Tommy. So we actually live together as well.
Oh.
and we're brothers. So, yeah, we're a pretty good relationship, and we
other there. Speaking of relationships, I'm just having a look at a photo here of Ella. I wouldn't have thought she's from Horsham, Jared.
No, she's not. It's good to see you doing your research, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it looks like Ken and Barbie, fair dinkum, Jim. Have a look at it. He looks like Chris Hemsworth, a Thor. Mate, you got the long hair, you look good. And then, wowee, Ella. How's all that going?
Yeah, she's easy on the eye. She,
settle down.
But she's got the looks, but she's also got the personality. And
oh, love
it. To go with it, so. She definitely won't be listening, but hopefully her old man is.
Oh, God.
Beautiful. I love it. Hey, stick around, Jazz. We need to talk about the Pink Lady match and the significance that that holds for you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ah, oh, Jim, two burglars.
Jared Berry from the Brisbane Lions joins us ahead of tonight's Pink Lady match at the MCG.
Yeah, which is all about breast cancer awareness, of course. Over 20,000 Australians will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year, and 3,000 of those will lose their life to the disease, and it's touched so many people, including yourself, Jared.
Yeah, it has. And we always said that we try to take that negative situation with mum passing to turn into a positive, and BCNA is a huge part of that. That's something that I guess now is mum's memory living on in us boys, and we like to give back and raise as much awareness as we can.
No, well done there, and that's why you're so close, I assume, because it would have been some tough times in your early years.
Yeah, there was, Yeah, those type of relationships are forged through adversity, and the relationship that I have with not only Thomas but my older brother Joel and old man Troy, very tight. And we're certainly looking out for each other.
Well, you can buy a virtual place to stand, Bill.
Yes.
In the Breast Cancer Network of Australia's virtual Pink Lady on the ground. So pinkladymatch.com.au. Get online and buy yourself a place, because in the old days, the girls would all, well, not girls and boys, but mainly girls, would all get out onto the ground.
They'd march out onto the ground.
Unbelievable.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Now it's all virtual. Is that right, Jared?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So just a little bit logistically easier to do it this way, but every 4 years they do the Pink Lady actually on the ground. That's a great day. I was actually meant to be involved in one in my first couple of years, but got crooked the day before, and it would have been great, because then the next one was interrupted by COVID.
Virtual places powered by Red Energy. They cost $25, tax deductible, Bill. You can also buy a pink beanie.
That is great. Mm. Well done. So, you want to play well then, mate, for mum?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. And I want to play well for our team, because we're in a good position now, but we still need to keep winning games, and these guys are going to be a great challenge for us.
They're going to be snarling, dropped their last three. Now, we also understand are you building or renovating at the minute?
Renovating, yeah. Just old Queenslanders up there, they need a little touch-up here and there. So, yeah, we're doing a little renovation.
Are you on the tools or just getting people in?
Off the record, I'm not on the tools. But yeah, no, I like to do a little bit. So my old brother is Sparky, and he's doing all the Sparky work for me. Yeah. So I try and help him out here and there. I'm pretty much just passing the tools, to be honest, and talk the rubbish to him. So I'm not much help.
Now, and you can follow it online, is that right?
He's got his own Insta page.
Yeah, that's one of Ella's little projects at the moment. So that's pretty cool. It's all coming along. We're about month and a half to finish date. So yes, it's going to be livable pretty soon.
Oh, nice! Yeah. And who's living in it? Tom?
Yeah, myself, Thomas, Reece Matheson.
Oh, Reecey,
the beast.
Yeah, the beast, and Harry Sharp.
What about Darcy Fort was telling me? Just walked into the Brisbane, the squad are all there, and he's meeting everyone. Yep. He went up to Reecey, and Reecey just puts out his hand, and he goes, "The beast." Oh. That's what he said to me.
I reckon there's a bit of porcupines being told there, Bill.
No. If you know Reece, it probably is. But he's happy with himself. He's going all right, the beast. But also, I was going to ask, you had the bye last week. So what do you do, mate? Do you just have a nice little rest? Do you go back to Horsham or maybe go to Bali?
No overseas travel for us. Took up to Noosa, which is about 1.5 hours from Brisbane. So pretty nice. I've got an old muscle car, American muscle car. So I just drove that up.
What is that, please?
67 Fastback Ford Mustang.
The Mustang.
And he just drives that up to Noosa. How good's that?
Yeah, so it was cool. No air conditioner, just had the windows down and just cruising around. So it was a nice little break.
Amazing you didn't run into Fat, because he spends half his life in Noosa boring the crap out of the owner of the surf club.
Well, I'm at the surf club. I don't go anywhere else. But you would have gone for a walk and did all that hand in hand along the beach, wouldn't you, Jared?
Yeah, we kept away from those main areas, Bill.
Come on, mate.
Too many AFL players down Hastings Street.
Oh, yeah. Get in the surf club, have a couple of bets and a couple of froffies. It'd be good for you.
Yeah, you should have given me a text.
Do you go to Aromas and sit out there and watch the traffic walk past?
No, I haven't actually. Oh. Is that a restaurant?
The coffee shop there where all the seats point out towards the street.
Oh, yes. I didn't go there, but I have been there before.
It's a ridiculous setup. They're like theatre seats.
Yeah, exactly. But you just watch the passing traffic, Jim. It's good.
Almost sums the joint up. What about the national park, though? Jazz, you would have headed through there. Beautiful walking through there.
I drove my car a little bit around the interlands a little bit. So around the, just out of Noosa called Edmundi.
Yeah.
The market.
Little markets down there. So that was sort of more our vibe that trip. So, yeah, we're just in the hinterlands.
You buy some weed there, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
What's going on?
Yeah, shut up, Bill. Jazz, you got your 100th game coming up, mate. That'll be a great celebration. You're still a young man, but it's 100 very well-played games. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, no, it's hard to not to look forward to those games. But it's sort of one of those things you've got to focus on this week and don't put things on yourself. But it is coming up next week, and I am looking forward to it and looking forward to celebrating with my old man who's coming up. And it's going to be good.
And your brother, so it'll be Jerry and Tom Berry tonight, Jim.
Jerry and Tom Berry, yeah. That's us, boys.
Jazz.
How do you reckon, Jazz?
I've worked with Bill for 11 years, Jazz. He's as great a cockhead as I've ever stumbled across. But just at the minute, he's in career worst. You would be hanging this phone up thinking, what have I just experienced, wouldn't you?
He's teeing off, isn't he, Flo? Yeah.
You've been a bloody star. We've loved the way you've gone about it. 100 games will be a brilliant celebration next week. But tonight, it's all about the Pink Lady match. Yeah. Get online, as I said, pinkladymatch.com.au. Buy yourself a virtual place to stand and get behind a great cause. And Jared Berry, good luck with the game tonight.
Yep.
Thanks very much, boys.
Good on you, mate.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.